Greetings from beautiful South Korea. This is Ivan with Bite-Sized Wisdom for Busy People, and I'm back with another quote of the day to have a great day. Today our quote is by Norman Vincent Peale. The quote is, "Throw your heart over the fence and the rest will follow." So today I just want to take a few minutes to talk about the importance of learning to drop from your headspace, from our conscious thinking mind, down into our heart space, and getting in tune with our inner knowing, the wisdom of the heart, because in today's society, thought has become all important. We have become too head-oriented. Most people derive their entire sense of self from their thinking, from the little voice in their heads. The problem with this is that thought is essentially just conditioned memory. So in time, life seems duller. We zap the aliveness out of life because we are seeing the world through the filters of the past. And the past has so much weight behind it that it dictates how we act in the present. We then live through our unconscious habits. It restricts our freedom through its narrow vision. So we need to break thought's dominance over our lives. We can do this by learning to recognize our thought-free awareness, our pure presence, as the primary thing in our experience. Right now, we live in a type of self-hypnosis with the content of our minds. So it's important to take as much time as we can to recognize and get well acquainted with our thought-free awareness. We can do this through a daily practice, such as a sitting meditation, or any practice that helps you get in touch with your inner stillness. When thought slows down, we need to learn to recognize the silent background from which thought arises. This can take some people a long time because thought, being an object, sees no value in objectless awareness. In time, you will learn to really distinguish your thought-free awareness apart from the thought, from the objects in the mind. Your thought-free awareness, your presence, will then be a palpable experiencing. Putting it into words, it's like always feeling a warm, loving embrace. As you get more established in your thought-free awareness, it will become easier to drop into your heart space. You will become acquainted with the wisdom of the heart, which has its own intelligence. The intelligence of the heart can take us into the unknown, which is life itself. Since life is always free, always new, the mind pretends to know the answers, but as we mentioned, it is a product of memory of the past. Thought doesn't have its own inherent intelligence, since all it can do is reference other thought, the known. It can't take us into the unknown. Everyone knows from experience that the mind becomes stumped with any real life crisis. When living from thought-free awareness becomes our predominant way of living, then thought can take its proper place as our servant. We use it spontaneously as needed, and then you won't derive your sense of self from a thinker thinking thoughts. Thought is a great instrument. It's allowed us to make life extremely comfortable, but as the master, we can all see the problems it's created all over the world. Then we can live more intuitively, be open to the guidance of the heart, which knows where we need to go, since it's connected to our timeless source. All right, guys, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed today's quote. If you did, please help me out. Hit the subscribe button, the notification bell. That way you know when I upload new content. And please share with anyone who may find my content valuable. And if you are new to my channel, check out my Essential Self-Development playlist. There's some good stuff there. And until next time, wherever you are in the world, I hope you're doing well. Take care. Peace.